This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Berman. Suspected militants have carried out an attack on a beachfront hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Officials and witnesses told VOA Somalia that a car bomb exploded outside the elite hotel at Mogadishu's Lido Beach. Moments later, armed gunmen stormed the hotel. A firefight is reportedly going on inside the hotel between the militants and hotel guards. Details on the attack are still coming in. And thousands of Thai protesters joined an anti-government demonstration in Bangkok today. It was one of the biggest since a 2014 coup. Students have organized protests almost daily for the past month, but the latest drew wider support to demands for the departure of former junta leader and current Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's government. Protesters also want a new constitution and an end to harassing opposition activists. The Thai prime minister won elections last year that the opposition says were held under rules to ensure that he kept power. The most vocal opposition party was subsequently banned. And rival rallies were held in the Belarusian capital Minsk Sunday, a week after a disputed election that gave longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko another term in office. Tens of thousands of protesters questioning the legitimacy of the recent election gathered for a March of Freedom called for by opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. Meanwhile, thousands of supporters gathered in support of Lukashenko, who said Sunday that he would not hold new elections. He denied allegations of election fraud and blamed foreign interference for days of unrest. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke by phone Sunday about Russia's proposal to hold a video summit at the United Nations to discuss Iran. This, according to the Russian Foreign Ministry. Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed a video summit with the United States and the remaining parties to a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, Britain, France, China, Germany, and Iran, to try to avoid further confrontation and escalation over Iran at the United Nations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has acknowledged he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the U.N. Talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran, he said, "You'll be watching it next week." The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions on Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers known as snapback. Even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018, diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. The head of a U.S. House of Representatives committee on Sunday invited U.S. Postmaster General Luis DeJoy to appear to testify on postal service changes that have stoked fears they are aimed at holding up mail-in November 3rd election ballots. The November presidential election pits incumbent Republican President Donald Trump against former Vice President and Democratic candidate Joe Biden and includes other contests. A chairwoman for the House Oversight and Reform Committee said that DeJoy's testimony is urgent given the reports of widespread delays at postal facilities across the country, as well as comments by the president that he has been blocking critical coronavirus funding for the Postal Service in order to impair mail-in voting efforts for the upcoming elections. And a Japanese bulk carrier that struck a coral reef last month off the Mauritius coast broke apart this weekend. The country's National Crisis Committee said in a statement, satellite images showed the damage on the Japanese-owned vessel and the oil spill around it. The ship hit the reef on July 25th and began spilling about 1,000 tons of oil, endangering coral, fish, and other marine life. Emergency teams were immediately sent to pump the remaining 3,000 tons of oil off the ship. As of Saturday, an estimated 90 tons of fuel oil were still on board, according to Mauritius authorities. Mauritius declared this an environmental emergency last week, and some scientists called the accident the island's worst ecological disaster ever. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman in Washington.